dying.
When the brain dies, it keeps trying to make connections for up to 7 minutes. I've got to keep thinking. My body temperature's dropping. Technically, I could be dead already.
I think I had a dream about you.
Wow. No, it's good, it's good.
I bloody dreamt about doing this. See you later. Well, tomorrow, probably. Sometime, whenever.
See you tomorrow.
A red car races through a tunnel. A yellow car's parked in the middle of the road, a man lying motionless beside it. The red car pulls up on the pavement. A Jean Hunt lookalike gets out of the car, followed by a curly-haired Ray lookalike, a cigarette dangling from his mouth, and a Chris lookalike. The Jean lookalike crouches down next to the unconscious man.
Been in the wars, have we, sir? Oh, dear. Certainly looks like a nasty one.
What the bloody hell?
The CID were quickly on the scene, where Gil Hollis was only just regaining consciousness.
Looks like we won't be watching the match today, boys. We got a robbery assault.
Move over Lewis Collins, eh?
He doesn't look anything like me.
Oh, you're better looking than him.
They're watching a TV programme.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
I don't even wear any jewellery.
Of course, you will know Gil Hollis as the man in the tub, one of our most popular fundraisers.
Just remind me, whose idea was it to run an appeal on Police 5?
In fact, he toured the whole of Britain with his tub, raising money for the children of Africa.
Oh, thanks very much. Thank you. Brilliant.
And eventually finished up with £20,000. Here he is on Children in Need, together with his own son, Adam.
Well, I've raised all this money for charity around the country. And I'd collected it and I put it in my rucksack. I was on my way to the bank with it. There was a man and a woman, and they were wearing masks.
Get out! Get out!
And they shot me. I was actually shot. I was unconscious till the police found me.
Quick, let's go!
The robbery took them just 30 seconds to commit, and then they made their getaway, leaving Gil Hollis for dead.
Alex is watching the TV in the living room when suddenly the screen switches to a picture of the Piero. In the background, Alex walks into a mortuary.
Something dreadful is going to happen. I'm going to take someone.
A sheet's ripped back from a slab.
Who is it?
The Piero writes a question mark in blood on a wall chart. The shadows of the window blinds flicker across the walls.
Who is it? Is it one of them? Is it? It's CID! Who is it? Who's gonna die?
I just wish I could have remembered more, you know, for the police. But I do remember those tracksuits.
This was a brutal and callous attack, and the police need your help to catch this couple before they strike again.
The picture flips back to the Piero's hideously grinning face.
Until then, keep them peeled.
Alex notices her wall chart, an October calendar with the first 4 days crossed off, also bearing a large red question mark in the centre. With a look of shock, she touches it, the blood staining her fingertip.
My name is Alex Drake. I've just been shot and that bullet has taken me back to 1981. I may be 1 second away from life, or 1 second away from death. All I know is that I have to keep fighting. Fight to live. Fight to see my daughter. Fight to get home.
BBC. Ashes to Ashes. Starring Philip Glenister, Keely Hawes, Dean Andrews, Marshall Lancaster, and Montserrat Lombard. Co-created by Ashley Farrow. Co-created and written by Matthew Graham. Jean to Ray.
Broad bloody daylight, nobody sees or hears anything. You said a telly appearance would raise awareness and get results.
Well, it works on Crime Watch.
What watch?
Don't fret, I've got it taped on Betamax.
Run off some copies, Chris. My mum would love to see it.
We're not going
to
bother with that, are we?
That poor man lost everything.
Now, we're under pressure to solve this one quick because, according to the great British public, Gil Hollis is Britain's answer to Mother Teresa. Chris, give me a note. That bloke has raised a bomb for black kiddies. Now the chief wants us to show public compassion. One from me. One from you.
He drops the notes in the bathtub.
Well, come on, show compassion now!
I better not do these telethons too often or I'll be skint.
Nah, people aren't going to do this daft rubbish every year, are they?
Hey, so you're on the telly last night, Carly?
It wasn't me. Did you see that, Mark? Good.
A drop of water hits Alex in the eye.
I'm just saying, I thought it was all of you.
Well, I don't look like Eddie Yates, all right.
Where is this leak coming from?
Not from the bath, ain't plumbed in. Anyway, I can't see no leak. Hey, do you like it? Found it on the chair this morning and thought you could use it as a paperweight.
Thanks, Shaz.
£20,000 raised in an old tin tub, and then this happens. Enough to make you weep.
Oh, tell me about it, Terry.
So, Gil, pots are with you, and on a wing and a prayer, this one's for you.
Whatever next? Ed Stewpot Stewart talking about GBH on Junior Choice.
You're right, you know. We have to crack this. I have to. It's part of being in control.
Yeah, but they shot in bowls. They're ruthless. And if we don't stop them, somebody's going to wind up dead.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. But I won't let that happen. I have to prove to my subconscious that I am its master. And that is how I'll get her.
Home? You think they're leaving?
This was only ever temporary.
Ah, right, had enough of us.
Well, I didn't mean that exactly. Excuse me.
Here's a thought, and, well, it isn't only a thought, but, tonight, somewhere posh, Trout and Ullman's, my shout, Stu and me. No, if you don't want to, then, well, stuff it.
They share a moment of awkward silence.
I prefer Dover Soul.
You want soul? I can give you soul. Great. Okay. Right.
She sits at the kitchen table as he heads out. He stops, then pokes his head back into the kitchen.
Wear something slutty. Jimmy, chase up the dabs and forensics. Chris, Datsun, check for any last-minute resprays. Raimondo, put in all our regular snouts.
We all have it like red dots on a tarts mini, bro.
Gov, I think Gil Hollis knows more than he remembers.
The bloke's a nice, kindly twat. He's a victim, and victims are crap. They shit themselves and forget everything.
I'd like to walk Gil through the crime scene again. Try and provoke an associated memory.
Psychology.
Yeah?
Right, boys and girls, you know what you're doing? I'm going to go and do a bit of mind reading with Yuri Geller here.
Alex looks up at the ceiling.
Even Peel.
A flashback to the inside of the boat, the Pierrot's face leering at her.
Who is it going to be?
Ding dong, I even call in. You were miles away.
Even Peel.
In her mind's eye, she sees a sheet pulled back, revealing Chris dead on a slab, then Viv, then Shaz, then Ray.
Who is it going to be?
She walks out, leaving the others with bemused frowns.
Oh, Hud. Saw your chaps on P5.
Wasn't actually us, sir. Certainly wasn't my idea.
Oh, pity, because it's a splendid notion, police and public sharing collective responsibility. It's very modern. Awful business. Amazing man. Separated from his wife and child all these months. Can you imagine sitting out in a bathtub in Carlisle?
He shames us all, sir.
Other TV personalities are showing their support.
I think that sort of thing is more inclined to hinder rather than help.
Yes, well, I've been asked to pass on a rather large donation from a golfing partner of mine. That's Sid Little. He's a close friend. Ah, our very own Juliet Bravo. Who is it, Jill Gascoigne? The gentle touch.
Trying, sir.
DCO Hunt and I are just off to practice a little psychology on Gil Hollis.
Oh, I'm glad to see you're dragging this lummox into the 1980s. I shall look forward to giving Sid some good news. That's Sid Little. He's a close friend.
Do you know, I wish you were Jill Gascoigne.
And I wish you were Sid Little.
Okay, breathe in and out. Just take your time.
It's all just a blur. It's just a blur, really. It was over in a flash. It all happened so quick.
Okay, well, let's not worry about specifics. Just let the images wash over.
All I remember is that they had balaclavas with hoods up.
Okay, okay. So these hoodies, what do they?
Hoodies? They're blaggers, not characters from Watch with Mother.
So you got out of the car and they're there. What did they say to you?
They were shouting stuff. I don't know. They just shot me and I blacked out.
Okay. Well, the mind's an amazing organ.
I've got an amazing organ.
It's capable of far more than you'd imagine.
Right again.
So, the car?
Yeah, Datsun, yellow. Yellowish. Brown.
Oh, God.
And I think the bullet remember the bullet passing through me and then I was falling.
Okay, so you were shot and then you were falling.
Yeah, and then it all went dark.
He adjusts his sling.
Is your sling uncomfortable, Gil?
No. It's got to be straight. It's got to line up with my badges.
Well, whilst we are tripping the light fantastic of your mind, can you recall anything else, like the registration of the Datsun?
Or Allegro. Might have been an Allegro.
What? You are joking me. I have got coppers over most of this city.
I'm trying to be useful.
Looking for a ruddy All right, what about the tracksuit?
Blue. Yeah, blue or black. Black.
Oh,
they were a dark,
give me
they were a dark colour.
You're just confusing them now. You're going to cloud the memories.
Look, I'm trying. I so much want you to catch them. Everyone's given so much cash for Botswana, and they entrusted it to me.
Gil, this is what we're going to do. We are going to retrace your steps, OK? See if we can, during the regression, dislodge some hidden memories.
Yeah.
And after that, we're going to make a study of some sheep entrails, see what we can learn from them.
Gil opens and closes the door three times before getting in.
Keep your breathing circular, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Nice and controlled.
Sun's out. It's a bit overcast. I'm happy. Car's handling badly because I got the bath strapped to the roof rack.
Okay, just relax.
He sees a billboard.
Stop! Stop the car!
What?
Stop the car! I want to get out! Stop the car! Let me get out!
Okay, what is it? What's wrong, Gil?
Sorry.
We're turning into old Jolson now.
Sorry. Hang on. Sorry, I just got to...
He taps his foot, then runs over to the billboard.
Drake, what the bloody hell?
Just give him a minute. He's clearly OCD.
Hey?
Hey, man! Where's your rubber duck? Where's your shampoo? Where's your bubble bar? Freak! Hey!
You lost your... Turn that racket down, otherwise I'm going to pull you in and force you to listen to Val Dunnick until you chop yourself. Got it?
Go screw your police dog. Peek! Come on!
Jean strides towards them fiercely, and the youths run off.
One of your regular touchstones. Go.
Why wouldn't it line up?
It's turning into a circus, Drake. Let's get out of here.
He's spiralling. We need to get him focused.
I can do that. Hey!
Those guys. Always going on about me. Have you had a wash? Where's your bubble bath messing with my motor?
Stuff, then. What's it like being stuck in a bath for 8 months?
It's lonely. It's very lonely.
Bet you were the cleanest bloke in the country, though.
Gil seems to be calming down.
Okay.
Well, that was blunt, but surprisingly effective.
That's me all over.
Gil does his business with the car door again.
Gil collects his charity funds. He drives from his home along Marple Street here. Before any of you ask, the pink wafer represents his bath tour.
That was a Ford estate.
I think you don't make Ford estates.
He drives past the billboard into Crate Lane, not realising the roadworks are blocking the road off. The blaggers, meanwhile, force him off the road right there.
Did they not make Allegros?
Dinker don't make Datsuns either.
Did they not?
Would you shut up? Blagger curs.
Give me your money.
The scumbag shits jump back in the getaway car, race along Crate Lane, screaming into Marble Street here. And this is where the trail goes as cold as a polar bear's knackers.
That's an unusual MO, a male and a female.
Yeah, a bird doing blags. It's very disturbing.
Do you think she wears heels or comfortable shoes?
I'd propose, given your reaction to the gender balance of the gang, that this is their first job.
What, New Kids on the Block?
Now, that is a good name for a boy band.
Gav?
Chris, take that. Mr. Dodgy second-hand car dealers. He's 17.
All right, Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, let's get them busted.
Oh, God, I'm going to scream. OK, no, I'm not, because I'm in control. I think this pair is still in the area. They'll be giddy on the adrenaline rush. Bonnie and Clyde syndrome.
What syndromes are named after films, are they?
They might start making mistakes because they think they can run rings around the police.
Roadrunner syndrome.
Meep, meep.
OK, good. In control. Now, none of you will die. Unless I choose to kill you.
An interrogation room.
It's creepy in here.
You should try being in here with DCI Hunt. Now, I know that you know more than you think you do, Gil. Okay. So I'd like you to close your eyes. And breathe.
Can't see anything.
It's perceptive.
No, I mean, I can't recall nothing new.
I want you to picture an orchard brimming with apples, the sweet smell, the end of summer. There. Now, what can you see?
Picking windfalls with my son, little Adam.
That's great. That's great. I want you to make it crystal clear in your mind's eye.
Adam's laughing. I've forgotten how much he laughs. Been away too long.
Now drop your head and open your eyes.
He does as he's told.
We've just given your memory a bath.
I've had it with baths. Her eyes.
Whose eyes? The woman who robbed you?
She was looking at me. Sort of holding my attention. And then he pulled the trigger.
A bullet soars through the air.
And then I was falling into darkness, and it was cold.
It was cold. So cold. And you feel it, and it feels like there's... It's like there's worms inside you.
She was looking at me. That was the woman. It was her eyes. I remember that now. It was dark eyes under her hood. Looking into me.
Adam, hello, mate! How are you? Nice to see you.
Alex watches as Adam runs into Gil's arms. Gil's wife loiters by the door, wearing a serious expression. She leaves, then slowly Gil follows, giving Viv a double thumbs up sign before he goes. Now Alex is in the records room, leafing through a large book. Shaz comes in.
I've checked, Mum. All the old crime reports are down here now.
I'm just trying to cross-reference a few IDs.
Dark eyes.
Yeah, that's right. The eyes have it.
Diligence is the mother of good fortune. Don Quixote. He was an answer in university challenge. It's funny what you remember, innit?
Yeah. Do you read, Shaz?
Not really. You can get everything off the telly. My dad used to read to us when we were little.
Yeah, so did mine. The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe every night for a week. It was fantastic.
Did you put on all the voices in that?
Yeah. And every night you'd finish on a cliffhanger and then he'd say, until tomorrow.
It sounds lovely.
Yeah.
You need to get on. You don't need some glorified typist disturbing you, eh?
Shaz, you are conscientious and you've got a great outlook on life. Listen to me, talking to you like you're actually...
Actually what?
You know, women like you are so important in the force. You're the future.
Fab.
As Shaz heads out, the Pierrot appears in an alcove behind Alex. In the next instant, he's gone, and she looks over her shoulder nervously.
Keep them peeled.
Gil Hollis is our only witness. Quite frankly, I've a custard with more consistency. Plus the fact you can't drive past a billboard without stopping to do a hot shoe shuffle.
Gil has a condition. OCD.
Orchestral manoeuvres in the dark.
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
I am done with psychiatry.
Look at me, okay. Happy, Alex. I'm in control, Alex. Now, we have to reach into the neighbourhood, into the community, and I'm loath to suggest it, but what about a personal television appeal?
The Gogglebox is no place to police crime.
If we showed the public and the chief that we're being progressive...
Not happening, Bolly. End off.
Gene's sitting on a chair in a dressing room while a makeup artist tends to him. Ray shows Chris a signed celebrity photo.
Look, you're joking. Roger de Courcy.
You don't think he's here now, do you?
Go easy, love. Investigate a robbery. Not auditioning for Hello Dolly.
Okay, now, I made some notes. You need priming.
I know what I want to say.
You're not dressing down a few beer breaths in the Copper's Canteen, Gove. You're facing 3 million people.
3 million?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing to my hair, you TV Mary? Get off!
As Gene storms out, Chris and Ray look starstruck as a bald, suited man wanders into the dressing room, holding Nookie Bear, who peers over the man's shoulder.
It wasn't, was it?
It was.
Anyway,
Because of the charity connection, you could appeal to the members of the criminal community to come forward.
Members of the criminal community? Talking about villains here, Drake, not the bloody Waltons.
Jesus, Gov, you can move directly into the consciences of people. You know, that is what television can do.
No, that's what Songs of Praise can do. Me, I'm here to catch crooks.
There you go. Break your neck.
Break your leg, Chris. Break your leg.
Sir, stay calm. What did you say?
Chris and Ray stand in front of a picture of Little and Large.
Roger de Courcy.
And Nookie the Bear.
Good luck to you. Coming to air and good luck, everyone.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hugh Shaw.
Of course, you know Gil Hollis is one of our most popular fundraisers. His mission ended in violence and robbery. This was a brutal and callous attack, and the police need your help to catch this couple before they strike again. Did you happen to see a couple in Fenchurch that afternoon, a man and a woman? Things that might have caught your eye is the fact that they were wearing tracksuits with the hoods up. Now, who would wear a tracksuit with the hood up? That could have been odd. Think about that. Well, with me is the man in charge, Detective Chief Inspector Gene Hunt. No luck so far?
Well, sure, we're in the process of conducting an exhaustive investigation. And, well, we're certain we're going to have a breakthrough soon.
Is he all right? It looks like he's been on cut price Vindaloo.
He may still be large in the area because of, well, it's Bonnie and Clyde syndrome. Take three.
Shaw Taylor looks bemused.
We urge anyone
with you can't just leave that hanging. You have to elucidate.
To come forward. So if you're protecting a member of your family, then you can phone us, Fenchurch East Police Station. That's where we are. And above all, don't have nightmares. No, do have nightmares. These are scum, and they're still at large. And we need to nail these bastards.
A heartfelt plea there from the man in charge of the investigation. That's it for today. Until we meet again.
Not sure.
Keep them peeled.
Sorry about saying bastards.
Gene walks off the set and comes into the gallery, his face sheathed in sweat. Thank
you, studio. Is that what you wanted?
Hello?
Do with a bloody drink.
Yes. It's for you.
Gene takes the phone.
Hello? Sorry, sir. No, no, hang about. I mean, if I could just... I didn't mean for it to sound ineffectual. As you know, that's not me. No. Progressive, I think you'll find. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Gene hangs up, then leans on the desk, sighing wearily.
Pathetic. Super's words. This was your idea. I did this for you. Happy now?
Jean.
You know what, love? In the old days, no one would clean my office. Not for weeks.
Oh, yeah, love.
Yeah, the very walls would be running with scotch and fag smoke. I was left too, it was paradise.
I bet it was.
Somebody turned that bloody ska music down.
He looks thoughtful.
Hang on. The ladders have to come back this way.
He moves a toy car on the desk.
That's the ska boys.
It's nighttime, and on the street by the billboard, the youths are hanging out, partying. A car pulls up, and Jean, Ray and Chris get out.
Keep it up.
Hey, Mr. Hunt. Keep him peeled.
Hey, you know what, I did. And it suddenly dawned on me that when the getaway car had to double back, you dickheads were loitering here, which means you're all eyewitnesses.
We saw nothing, man.
Yeah? Nick 'em. Which ones?
All of them.
Music to my ears.
A police car pulls up and a scuffle breaks out. The youths throw punches at the coppers and are met with swift retaliation. Ray delivers several blows and Jean grabs one by the neck.
Only the guilty need fear me, son.
They bundle them into the police cars. At the police station...
Screw your Pete! What
the hell's going on?
Should have gone on in the first place. These girls are all witnesses.
Alex looks shocked as Jean punches a youth in the stomach. He picks him up, puts him on the desk and slaps his hat on his head, pressing a staple gun against it.
You like this hat, do you? You better start talking, otherwise I'm going to nail it to your skull.
He's in custody.
Well, I'm in Gov. Easy, eh?
The South made you go all soft, Christopher.
Stop it, Gov. You can't do this. Where do you think you are, Bolivia?
Now, you were on that street corner all day. Tell me what you saw. Talk!
I understand your frustration, but you're losing control.
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm gaining it. Come on!
He's just messing with him. He pulled up right by us. He took this bag and he ran behind the billboard.
What, the blaggers?
That bath guy, Hollis!
What, before he was robbed, so he took the cash behind a billboard? What was he doing?
I don't know. Just, he was behind there for about 5 minutes.
Jean withdraws the staple gun.
Right, Ray. Take a formal statement from Laughing Boy here.
Okay, right, you have to let the rest of them go, right?
Fine. We're recalling Gil Hollis for questioning. There's a discrepancy in his statement. You saw how he reacted at that billboard.
Oh, how many times he's...
OCD.
OMD! No, he's OCD, yes!
He's been lying to us and playing me for the fool. Don't tell me what to do.
He storms out. Jean's sitting in the interrogation room, Gil opposite him, arranging objects on the desk so that they're all lined up neatly.
Look, I know I said I'd come in and help today, but you had a message through to your front desk person that my son's had an asthma attack, so I've got to go, really. And his mother's worried.
We didn't realise it. We can do this another day. It's fine.
Why did you go behind that billboard?
Well, on the way to the bank. Never Jimmy Riddle. So I'm sorry. Can we do this another day? Because Adam really is not well.
How come a load of scar boys on that road all saw you going for a dangle, but never clocked the getaway car 10 minutes later?
What are you looking at me like that for?
So you parked up and took the money with you?
Yeah. I'm not leave 20 grand in my car, am I? Look, those boys are thugs. I saw one of them climb up on my roof rack and get in my bath. That's not on. And they were trying to get in the car and they were looking for me bubble bath and rearranging all my things.
What more can you tell us about this getaway car? You know, the Datsun. Or was it maybe an Allegro? You know, the yellow one. Or brown?
He was shot.
Oh, he was literally shot?
So what? I've been shot. Loads of folk get shot. He wasn't that shot.
He passed out. How could he possibly remember anything?
It was over in seconds.
Why, when we walked you on your journey, did you fail to mention that you stopped right in front of the billboard? Why was that spot so bothering you?
Look, if you must know, it's about me peeing habits. I have to do it a certain way, and I have to count, and I've got a system, and that's just the way it is. I had to stop in front of the billboard because I remembered that I hadn't touched it after I'd been.
I'm sure Mr. Hollis didn't think that his renal habits would benefit the case.
Look, I really, really want to help you with every fibre of my body. For those kids, those dying kids in Africa.
When you caught a glimpse of this woman's face under her hood.
Not her hair or anything, just her eyes. Because of the balaclava, her eyes, those eyes. D.I. Drake helped me remember those eyes.
Jean sighs, looking thoughtful.
Right, Polly, let's round up those dodgy birds on your list.
A lineup of women in hooded tops and balaclavas. Gill's examining them. Chris and Ray come in.
Look behind the billboard, Gov. The ground hasn't been disturbed.
Just take your time.
Gill looks into the eyes of one of the women, then goes to the next one and prods her stomach. She steps forward.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. 100%. That's the one.
Ray takes him aside.
Where are you taking me? I've got to go home. Adam needs me.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Well, well, well.
Shaz pulls off the balaclava.
What are you doing?
You're making this up, Gil. Nothing you've told us about this robbery adds up, and I'm beginning to lose my patience.
If we find a certain order.
Come here.
Oh, my God.
You can't treat him like this.
You can't treat me like this.
What the hell are you doing?
You've been lying to us from day one. No one saw the getaway car. They only saw you.
I stopped the car. The robbers shouted something, and I opened the door, and then the gun went off, and that was it. I'm not a brave man, Mr. Hunt. I'm not a hard man either. So I'm not good enough for you. And
you were shot, Hunt. Where's the gun? Where's the evidence?
Evidence could always be found to back up my instinct.
Oh, God, we're not going to go down this path.
Take him down to cells. He can decide what he wants to say next.
He can't even do this, the hard drive.
Ray punches him and drags him out.
What are you doing? Get off me! The hard drive! I want to go home. I want to see my family. I'm going in here.
You're going to ruin this for me, you stupid, pig-headed bastard!
I have been punched about on the telly for you, saying things that I didn't even understand. Do you really believe that I am going to sell my professional gut instinct down the river just so that you can feel good about yourself? Forget it!
He thunders out of the room.
No. I won't let you. CID detained people illegally last night. DCO Hunt used physical violence, and now he's holding Gil Hollis in custody without caution. Gil has a medical condition. I'm worried that he's going to hurt himself. I'm just wondering how to regain control of this investigation. If I don't, then I believe somebody's going to die.
Report Hunt to your superiors. Have him removed.
I don't want to wade in too hard. I feel like such a Judas, and besides, there are still forensic leads to follow. If I carry on with my own sideline investigation...
He'll undermine it. Report Hunt. Get your control back. I can help you. I'm on your side.
Sir, with respect, there is... No, sir. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
In the office, Gil's being signed out by Alex, Evan at her side.
Tell me I'm having a bad dream.
No, that's me.
Gil Hollis is now under the representation of Caroline Price and her legal team. You detained him based upon a witness statement which was illegally obtained through inducement.
Now, just hold your
I'm
bloody
sorry,
horse.
I'm sorry, but I haven't quite finished. Contrary to the judge's rules, you held him without access to a telephone call or a solicitor. You also failed to caution him. I'm sorry, but that's... You can't quite do that.
You are making one of the biggest mistakes.
One last thing. You implied that you were prepared to manufacture evidence to secure a conviction, and I quote, evidence can always be found to back up my instincts.
Now that is a biggie. This is just like the good old days.
This is none too healthy, Chief Inspector.
The Manx lion. I knew one day you'd ask to have this lion shaved, D.I. Drake.
You bitch.
Watch your mouth, Sergeant. You're talking to a D.I.
What are you waiting for? Christmas? Take him to the cock?
Come on.
We'll meet again, Gil. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
I'll be back for my bathtub.
Gil heads out.
You see, Alex, this lion they all fear, why, he's nothing but a big pussycat.
You've got what you want. Will you please just leave? Please.
Caroline does as she's asked.
D.
DCI Hunt, shall we step into your office?
Why, sir? So that I can step straight back out again? I take it I'm suspended.
Oh, no. You're on leave. You're overstressed. A holiday will do you the world.
Jean regards all of them impassively.
You know, I might visit Bognor. There's a cat's home in Bognor.
Jean's walking out of the station carrying a box.
I know you hate me, but I have to do this, all right? It's important. I have to be in control.
Oh, well, I suppose I'm not. And it was me thinking that we were beginning to get along a little bit.
Oh, Jean, look, I can't tell you everything, all right? Maybe if you had a child, then you'd understand.
How do you know I don't have children?
What?
Here, you want my job? Have my stuff.
Oh, no, 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 no! I am not going down that path. God, the righteous anger, me feeling guilty. You are a fictitious construct bemoaning his fictitious fate. And I'm fighting for my life! Jean, yes, I am! Molly!
She leans against the car.
I am so tired.
Do you know what? We all are, love. Shall we postpone dinner?
He gets in the car and she gives it a kick before he drives off.
And then he goes,
Miss James!
Alex comes back into the office.
DC Skelton, a forensic report from the car.
Yeah, it's in. No dabs. Firearms residue on the driver's side.
Well, the man was shot. Anything else?
Yeah, the blood in the car was A-pos.
Hollis is A-positive.
Well done, Quincy.
Quincy is a pathologist.
Well, so are you.
No, Lee, she's a psychiatrist.
Psychologist.
Yeah, just like Quincy.
Shaz dumps some paperwork on the desk.
Additional statements, ma'am, like you asked for.
Thanks, Shaz. Would you mind,
Are we still going out tonight?
Yeah, pictures.
I want something romantic.
Friday the 13th, part two.
Is it romantic?
Well, it's set by a lake.
Yeah. DCI Hunt may be on leave, but I would like you all to keep him in the loop. Please.
Just to let you know, Mom, if you were a bloke, I'd be knocking 10 bells out of you.
Bells?
Bells.
She glances at Shaz, then walks off. Chris does another impression.
You rings bells.
Evan and Alex are sitting on a sofa, the stereo playing, Evan clicking his fingers to the beat. Alex laughs and picks up two cocktail glasses from a coffee table.
God, you're so 80s.
What?
The touch of your hand on this music. I think I might be losing my mind, which is ironic, really, as I'm in my own mind.
Have we met before, Alex? I mean, don't you think it feels that way?
We have. We have met before. In another life.
In a past life? Whoa. It's not what I was thinking, but it's an interesting idea.
Just forget it.
Who were we?
Well, I was in distress, and you rode to my rescue.
Ah, the damsel in the shining knight, of course. But then again, I'm no Lancelot, and you're no damsel in distress.
I was scared, and I was so alone, and...
Flashback. Evan running towards young Alex.
You took my hand, and through all the pain and the fear, I felt that my world wasn't over.
I've no idea what you're talking about. But the crazy thing is, I believe you, Alex.
A flash of Jean's angry face.
Why? Why are you in my head?
I don't know.
Not you. Jean Hunt, actually.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, It's getting late, so I'm gonna head off.
He stubs out his cigarette.
Ciao.
He heads off.
Ciao.
Gil on TV, showing off an oversized check.
And you know, it was the culmination of all the hard work.
Is that for me, Mum? Oh, baby.
Jean strides in.
Gov, Gov. You sure this is a good idea?
Well, with all the excitement, I miss something vital.
He swigs a bottle of whiskey.
Well, I am on leave. Right. You lot. Let Bollykicks do a job. She's a scheming cow, but we need to nail this bastard.
Yeah, cool. Do you want one of these and run him one off for Shazza?
This was a brutal and callous attack. Oh, the police need your help to catch...
Hang on, go back a little bit.
A Garfield toy.
Freeze it there.
What is it?
Look. This looks like dried blood under those plastic sucker things. How'd he get under this toy after he was shot?
Alice must have put it back up. He hates mess. OCD and that.
Yeah, but he told us he blacked out straight away. You see, nothing adds up with this bastard. I want you to show this to D.I. Drake. It's her investigation now. As for moi, I'll be trying out a new steak and chips pizza in Luigi's.
Not off to Bognor, then.
Oh, bugger Bognor.
Thieves of children in need money are still at large. Probably still thinking of themselves as human beings. The police say that there were two of you, two lowlifes. How do they sleep? How can they look at themselves in the mirror in the morning?
So, the Garfield fell off the window, and having OCD, Gil had to put it back on.
Hollis was adamant. He opened the car door, he was shot, he blacked out.
Well, he might have had memory loss. What's that smell?
They look at Chris.
Don't look at me.
I know that smell from somewhere.
The smell's from Garfield and the evidence bag.
Glastonbury, 1992. Yes, 1992, get over it. Ammonia. There were chemical toilets at the crime scene.
What are you on about?
Ray, Chris, come with me.
Chris, we got a date, remember? We're going out.
Well, come along with me now. We can fight crime together, Macmillan and Wang.
Well, that'd be Jane the Bear.
He couldn't have got it down the toilet bowl, surely. It was too big.
I have that problem myself sometimes.
Ray opens the door of the portable loo.
Sergeant, stick your hand down there, please.
DC Skelton, stick your hand in there.
On your bike, Macmillan.
Chris takes off his jacket and lifts up the toilet lid. He unbuttons his cuff and rolls up his shirt sleeve. He gets on his knees and puts his arm into the toilet bowl. The others grimace in disgust. He withdraws his green gunge-covered hand, holding a gun. Alex, Ray, Chris and Shaz go into a restaurant where Jean's eating a pizza, Chips standing around the edge of the pizza like soldiers.
Gil must have hidden the cash first. Then he parked up in Crate Lane near a noisy building site where nobody could see or hear him, shot himself in the arm, and then hid the gun down the porter loo.
Thing is, when he'd gone for a pee earlier, the Scar Boys messed with his car as a wind-up. It was only after he shot himself that he realised that the Garfield had come off his window.
So he put the Garfield back up. He had to. He couldn't leave it down, not with his OCD thingy. Then he made up a really vague story just to keep us off the scent.
Yeah, and then, after that, he... Oh, we've sort of come to the end of it, haven't we? It's Gil Hollis.
What is this, Scooby-Doo?
We solved this with forensics, not violence.
May I remind you that we only pulled in Gil Hollis because of a statement by one of the Scar Boys that I dragged in based on a hunch that I had. Forensics, video, a bit of rough and tumble, and good old-fashioned copper's nouse. Where is he?
Done a runner. Nobody at home at all.
Oh, Wogan will be pleased.
You pesky kids are solving the crime.
Yes, Luigi. Unlike your pizza, which is inedible.
You go now?
I go now.
Grazie. E buonasera. Grazie.
Gracias, Luigi.
Yeah.
Gracias.
We need to charge Hollis.
You can do that. I'm on leave.
Are you waiting for a grovelling apology to serve your wounded male ego?
If you care to drop to your knees in front of me, I will not object.
Cheers.
Get him! Quick!
Get back, Ruth, attack!
Oh, you mean attack!
Everyone rushes back into the restaurant as bullets fly.
You should have my place! Bloody bastard! They're nuts! I'm not get
the... Ray stops Luigi from going outside. Jean's lying on top of Alex.
Stopped.
Shh. Chris, give us a gun. Oh shit, I must have left it in the car.
Hunt! Hunt, come out and find me!
What a surprise. It's that lovely lad who does the charity work.
Well, get off me then!
What the bloody hell's going on?
Hunt, you bastard, come out and face me! Come on, come and face me, and I'll come in and kill everyone!
Why don't you just take his money and get out? He must know that uniform will be here any minute.
Hunt! Come out! Come and face me, bastard!
Look at this. I'm going out there.
No! No, no, you can't go out there! Somebody is going to die.
I am not dying in a trattoria.
He goes.
Hunt! Right, 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8.
Jean's emerged onto the street. Alex is not far behind him.
Gil. Gil, if you kill this DCI in cold blood, it's life.
Yeah, well, that's what this is about, isn't it? Life. Raising money for all them lives in Africa. 8 months in a bath. A lot of time to think. Yeah, thinking about a bathtub filling up with notes. Well, I'm struggling on shit wages with a family. My wife hated me being away. She didn't see the point. She thought I cared more about the coloured kids than my own. She left me, and I'm an hero, am I? 8 months in a bloody fiberglass bath. What do I get at the end of it? An empty house with a note pinned to the fridge.
Why do blokes holding guns always feel the need to tell us their life stories? Your missus cleared off because you spent more time in a bath than you did in her. Boo-hoo! What about all them people you ripped off? Thought you consoled yourself with a luxury cruise, did you?
Did you think you could buy them back? Gil, is that why you did it?
Why is it the more we try to take control of our lives, the more it goes wrong?
Your son... Adam, you miss him. I know how that feels. If you pull that trigger, Gil, your son is lost to you. He's lost. Put the gun down. Put it down, not because you're weak or because he's won, but because you love your child. Come on. Come on, gently does it.
Gil hurls the gun at Jean and runs off.
Hey, Chris! Get after it! Shut!
Come on, Gil!
Hey, Chris!
Gil flees, pursued by Shaz and Alex. He runs behind the billboard and uses his penknife to prise out a bundle of notes from the scaffold.
I use now. Yeah, we can take it. I've lost them. All of you. Yeah. Who cares? Take it.
You can take it. Yeah. Choke on it. All of you.
No good now, is it? Who cares? I've lost it. Yeah.
Take it all. I don't want it. I don't need it. I lost my family. Take it. Take it all.
Please! Stop that!
Shaz tackles Gil to the ground, but pain is immediately obvious on her face. Jean and Alex arrive on the scene to see Gil's back on his feet, clutching the knife.
That's why I panicked here. I knew the cash was hidden behind the billboard and it triggered the OCD.
Jean and Ray move in and grab Gil. Shaz.
Oh, I'm hurt. It's not bad.
Shaz.
I think I've been... It's that.
Shaz. Shaz, don't talk, Shaz.
I can't do that, ma'am. Just don't talk.
No.
You, call for an ambulance, now!
Okay, Shaz. She's going to be okay.
Come on, don't try and move.
It's just a flesh wound.
Chris!
Yeah, I'm here.
Shaz, you're going to feel tired. You're going to want to shut your eyes and go to sleep. But don't. Do not go to sleep, okay?
My mum!
The Piero appears.
Chris! Tell her to go away!
There's no one there.
I don't like clowns!
Shaz, you have to fight him, okay? No matter how much it hurts, you have to fight him! Fight him, Shaz!
No.
Come on, Shaz!
No!
Come on, fight him! Shaz, no! Shaz, come on! Fight him! Yes! Shaz, come on, Shaz! Come on, Shaz!
Shaz's eyes are fixed and unseeing. Alex stops her compressions.
So you're going out tonight. Come on, Shaz. Younger girl, you've always been the girl. Even before we spoke, I just knew it. Shaz. Don't leave me.
Jean leans down and places a hand on Chris's shoulder.
Come on, it's over. Come on, Chris, come on.
He pulls Chris away. Alex closes her eyes, breathing heavily.
Kill the Gov. Kill.
Gov!
Get him on his knees.
Gov, he's cuffed. He's in custody.
Not your problem, Viv, over there.
Gov! Gov, he's cuffed!
She ran into me.
Mom!
You're going to be sorry that you ran into us, cop killer.
As Chris and Ray give Gil a savage beating, Alex shakes her head.
No. He's just a stupid clown. Don't be afraid. Just take a breath.
Look, I'm leaving! They might be cuffed in it!
They don't!
The people who love you, Shaz. Not for one stupid breath.
Alex starts chest compressions again.
Fight, Shaz! Fight!
Enough, Chris. Enough.
Fight!
Enough.
Fight, Shaz! Fight! That's it! And another! Come on, she's breathing! She's alive! Get her to the car!
Everyone rushes to pick up Shaz and carry her to a police car.
I did it!
We got you.
I did it! I'm in control!
Alex turns to Jean.
What have you done?
He looks at her.
Taking you home.
Get off of me!
She walks over to Gil, who's still lying on the ground.
Gil. That was a foolish, stupid thing you did. But you didn't deserve that.
My son doesn't deserve what he has. Kids in Africa don't deserve what they have. So part of this meaningless crap called life. Don't you worry about me, Alex.
I'm nothing. You just worry about yourself.
Garrett.
Uniformed policemen pick Gil up, and Alex stands looking up at the billboard. She has a flashback to Tim sitting in a car,
with you. You don't have to go away again, do you?
We'll be together, darling. Because what we have, it's as special and as magical as anything in this book. Nothing will rip this family apart.
Story!
She stooped down. And she said in a quivering voice, "Now, who has won?"
"Not her. The evil witch won't win. Nani will be saved."
"I think you're right. I think how bad things seem now, everything will be all right in Narnia. Forever."
Kneeling in front of her television set, Alex switches it off and looks reflective for a moment. She's wearing a dressing gown, and she sighs as she goes to answer the door. It's Evan.
"Alex, thank God you're okay.
You weren't hurt, were you?"
"No. No, he wanted to take a life. And I stopped him. I can win, Evan."
"Right. Good. Good."
"You're always there for me. Give me a hug. No one died. And that means that I can save my mum and dad from dying. And that means that I can get home to you and to Molly."
"Alex, just stop thinking so much. Just for one night."
"Until tomorrow."
"Until tomorrow."
A contemplative Gene sitting behind his desk, smoking a cigarette, when Viv knocks on the door of his office.
"Glad to see me, girl."
Gene nods.
He's a hell of a batsman, that Gordon Greenidge."
"Good."
"You do know this is me apologising?"
"I thought so."
"Yeah, I should listen to you and, well, I should never let Chris..."
"You had your reasons."
Viv goes, leaving Gene looking thoughtful.
"We've just begun.